Keeping you up to date with news from the hospitals, here's Hospital Watch, here on Radio Way.
Hello, I'm Andy Brown, and joining me in the Radio Way studio today is the Chief Executive for Ashford and St Peter's Hospital NHS Trust, Julie Smith. Welcome to Radio Way, Julie.
Thank you, Andy. Lovely to be here.
Now, you started your new role at the beginning of May, so let me begin by asking what your roles were in the NHS prior to this appointment.
Lovely, Andy. So, yes, I've been here for a couple of months now. Previously, I was Director of Operations at Addenbrookes Hospital in Cambridge. I was there for a number of years. And prior to that, Associate Director of Operations. So I've really come up through the operational ranks. And James, our own Chief Operating Officer, will know all about that. I'm a radiographer by background and a sonographer. Really proud to be from that discipline and that profession. And I use a lot of the things that I learnt when I trained on a daily basis, really. And then I moved across from Addenbrookes to Eastern North Hertfordshire, where I was the Chief Operating Officer of, they've got four hospitals in Eastern North Hertfordshire, so slightly complicated. Stevenage Hospital, that people might recognise, called the Lister, Welwyn Garden City, Hertford County, and also a cancer hospital down in North London, Mount Vernon as well. So quite diverse, quite busy, slightly busier and more beds than we had here. But I was the Chief Operating Officer there, and obviously moving here as the Chief Exec is the next step up. So you really get the keys to the hospital when you come as the Chief Exec. So really, really exciting.
So as a Chief Executive, what does your role now entail?
So I am the person responsible for delivering the operational responsibilities of the hospital and the obligations that it has. I steer the executive team, and I work alongside Andy Field as our chairman. So Andy Field is my boss. But I am the boss of the executive. So people, wonderful people that you'll all know, like David as our medical director, Andrea as our chief nurse, they are the executive team and then they report to me. So it's really my responsibility to make sure that the executives are working in the best way that they possibly can to deliver the best patient care, and that we're able to deliver on all our responsibilities, so that the emergency department is working really, really efficiently, that we're listing our patients for their hip replacements as we go forward with recovery, and the challenges of COVID and positive COVID patients coming into the organisation, that we balance all of that together. Mm-hmm. And what I would say, Andy, is that here, particularly at Ashford and St Peter's, it's really important, all the work that we're doing as part of the community. So there's this dynamic called the Northwest Surrey Alliance, how Ashford and St Peter is working with social care colleagues, community colleagues, the voluntary sector, borough councils, to really think about how we can deliver healthcare aligned with all those other professional bodies and providers. And similarly, the system work that we do across Surrey Heartlands, we work really collaboratively with Royal Surrey Hospital and also Surrey and Sussex Hospitals as a group of three acute hospitals across Surrey Heartlands to think about how we can best deliver our services. So hopefully that's a flavour of the sort of things that I need to be doing.
You get involved in all sorts of things there.
Yeah.
So what is your first impressions of the Trust here at St Peter's and Ashford
I've been absolutely delighted, Andy. So welcoming. So committed to doing great care. The values of people working in the NHS. I'm always completely amazed and delighted with the individuals that I meet. I can see that Ashford and St Peter's have a really strong track record. It's seen as a strong delivery of the patient outcomes that we need. So all the things that we need to do in terms of cancer care, in terms of elective recovery, in terms of the emergency department, all our operational responsibilities, really, really great performance and more that we can do. And the people have just been so welcoming and so friendly that I'm absolutely delighted to be here. And I think there's a real opportunity as we come out of COVID and think about how we're using our resources and our people and the funding in the best possible way, and how we can make our services even better and also deliver value for money. So lots of work that's ongoing.
So obviously COVID created bottlenecks, it created shortfalls and difficulties, but looking forward, how do you see the two hospitals moving forward?
So ourselves and Royal Surrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really great opportunities. You'll know, and colleagues will know, that we've just launched the Cerna electronic patient record, Surrey Safecare. So that's about how we can document and capture our patient details across ourselves and Royal Surrey. So it's a really unique and exciting opportunity, that the fact that we've gone forward together. Mm. It's not been without its challenges. I know there's lots of people listening reminding us of how difficult it is at the moment to book some of our patients for diagnostics and outpatients, but we are absolutely working through those issues. Mm. But you can imagine, from a patient perspective, to be able to move seamlessly between ourselves and Royal Surrey as we deliver those services. There's something called provider collaboration, which is basically a long term for just describing the way that we need to work together.
Right.
So Royal Surrey has some brilliant strengths and fantastic services, and we do here as well. Mm. So is there a way that we can align, develop our services, use our workforce in a really agile way? Because clearly everyone's struggling for brilliant nurses and doctors and therapists and porters. So is there a way that we can work together across Surrey Heartlands? And those are the conversations that we're having now. But that is really exciting and has real potential to it not only improve services for patients, but really future-proof them as well.
Right. Yeah, because obviously with COVID and the ways people interacted with the patients was things like face-to-face appointments, the walk-in blood tests and things like that. They've had to change, but now COVID has not quite gone away. The new ways of working, such as telephone conversations, video calling, will we see more of that technology, do you think, in the future?
I think it would be a great loss to lose the benefit of what we've changed and adopted through COVID. So absolutely, there is a real place for non-face-to-face appointments. But also there are times when you absolutely need to see someone. So I think it's about retaining the best of what we've learnt and developed through COVID and taking that forward. I'm sure if I think back when I was a busy mum with children, if I didn't have to come to hospital and part, but I could do a phone conversation or an attend anywhere conversation, so I can have a video call as well, that would just be so efficient and helpful and convenient for us. But at the same time, if you need to come in and someone needs to listen to your chest or take a pulse, then those are the reasons that you need to be seen by someone. So I think it's how we utilise both of them going forward.
Mm. Now, turning to our staff here, also known as Team ASPH, and with your experience to date meeting them, what would you like to say to them?
Well, a huge thank you, first of all, for the brilliant welcome that I've had. Everyone has been really warm, welcoming, and really giving of their time to talk about the history in Ashford and St Peter's. People are incredibly proud as well of what people have delivered, the history, the legacy of the organisation. And it's really important as we go forward with the challenges and, you know, as I talk about how we're working in partnership with Royal Surrey, that we retain that uniqueness of Ashford and St Peter's. And I really want to emphasise that. There is so much good here, so many great services with great people, real jewels in the crown. Mm-hmm. And those individuals listening will know those areas. Those are the things that we absolutely want to retain. So a massive thank you from me, a really great welcome. There is a really exciting future, and I'm absolutely delighted and privileged to be here to lead you. And please, if you see me in the corridor, just say hello. Lots of people have. People have been really informal and friendly and lovely. I'm sort of known for wearing trainers. I haven't got trainers on today, but I'm known for wearing trainers so I can get out and about in the organisation. Also, if you think, oh, we'd really like Julie, she hasn't come and visited us, just pop me an email and I'll absolutely be over. I went over to neonatal intensive care unit yesterday. I did the tea trolley run with Gemma in maternity, and I've been to Woking Community Hospital this morning as well, which was brilliant.
Let's say the Bradley unit down there is fantastic.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Met patients, met staff. Making such a difference for our patients in terms of rehabilitation.
Well, the role of a chief executive, it sounds very demanding. So what do you do to relax and switch off if you get the time?
Oh, well, gardening's my thing. And I'm a member of the Royal Horticultural Society. And I know, having been to the Bradley unit this morning, that through our charities, we're actually doing a lot of work with the RHS. And obviously, Wisley is just up the road. Mm-hmm. So as part of Healing Arts,
yes.
RHS have reached out and they went to the Bradley unit and they've identified areas of gardens that have some real potential that we can develop. But no, for me, I'm living locally because I don't live here. And actually, the M25 between you and me isn't being my friends at the moment. So I come up here and I live in Addlestone. So I've taken a rental of an apartment in Addlestone. It's incredibly important to me that I live within the community within which I serve. I live in North Essex, South Cambridgeshire, and it's just a bit too far to commute. But no, when I go home, for me, it's the garden and propagation. I told my children, who are now 26 and 24, that I'd stop looking after them and nurturing them, and I'd taken on a greenhouse and plants instead. But yes, green is my headspace, really. I think it's just lovely to be able to potter in a green place and not have an agenda, and you can just really have some mindfulness. I know, right, people, yes, call it mindfulness. It's just having a bit of space, isn't it?
Space to yourself.
Yes, and to think things through. So, yes, that's my thing.
Well, Radio Way, as you know, is a hospital health and wellbeing radio station. Music is an important element of what we do. So who are your favourite artists?
Well, quite eclectic. I have been thinking about this, Andy, because I knew you were going to ask me. But because I'm an 80s child, I was a teenager in the 80s. So I do like a bit of Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet and all of those. But I also like Steve Winwood. Mm-hmm. And my sister was really into the Bee Gees and Saturday Night Fever and all of those kind of things. So that's, if I hear any of those songs, it just takes me back to Yorkshire where I grew up and my background. And then a bit more, well, slightly more up to date, maybe a Coldplay. I know Coldplay can be all a bit samey, but I do like a bit of Chris Martin. Coldplay, yes. Brilliant.
Anyway, thank you, Julie, for taking the time to join us here at the studios. We look forward to more interviews with you and updates as always, and we'll be seeing you around the two hospitals, I'm sure.
Lovely. My pleasure, Andy. Thank you.